It's game day, Billy Human Highlight Reel. I am.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Game day. We got No Mercy coming up later, and we got the second of three presidential debates.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, bro. Legit.
Which one? Which one will you be focusing on?
Well, I got three events, man. I got NFL football today. Whoop, whoop. Bet wrestling and bet football. I got the WWE's pay-per-view, their bi-monthly pay-per-view.
Right. And with the exception of the Big Four, Billy Real.
And I got the presidential election.
Ooh.
You know you're a pussy, right? A different kind of... What, dude, that Donald Trump video, by the way, is tremendous.
What video do you speak of?
With George Bush's cousin interviewing him for that, like, Inside Edition or Weekly or whatever it is.
This was real. It wasn't a parody or anything.
Yeah. When he talks about how being a star, he could, like, you know, grab any female by the pussy.
Oh, yeah. It was a big story. I try to stay away from,
you know,
stuff.
Just because
from
I'm a star, I
can entertainment.
Grab them by the pussy. I mean.
Well, anybody who's a star could. Grab it.
Yeah, just
and grab
just it.
They'll just let you do it, Bill.
They'll let you
they'll
do it because you're a star.
It. That's why we all want to be stars. That's why we're doing this right now. We want to be stars.
That's why the WWE created the Be a Star campaign.
That's right, Be a Star.
So you can go from being bullied to bullying puss. I am Billy Real alongside Philly Phil, and this is your pay-per-view preview.
Yeah, so you were having a lot of fun with Simon Bucci's article. WWE No Mercy Predictions and Expert Analysis.
Anybody
but is
that
it,
claims
like,
to be
is
an
it
expert,
really?
Anybody that claims to be an expert in the field of...
Of anything or wrestling?
Huh?
Of anything or wrestling?
Well, I mean, no. Gambling on wrestling, which is a brand new concept, really. You know? And to see somebody
wrestling, pro wrestling was built on gambling before they could draw houses. They were doing it in little bars, and people would gamble a lot of money.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Then it became a work. We are just going back to the roots. And it makes it so exciting watching this event, and now you're talking about it with people. There's real excitement when you're watching these matches. You care about the finishes. You're not paying attention to work rate or anything or moves or anything like that.
Point well taken. So, like,
you care about who wins. Who wins? Because you're right there in the ring with him because you have a stake. You are emotionally and financially invested in your guy or gal or team right about now.
Dude, I couldn't have said it any better. Eddie Vedder.
Was that one of his gimmicks?
What?
Okay. Talk about this main event. What does Simon Bucci got to say about it? This is the main event to No Mercy triple threat match.
Dude, you keep putting over Simon Bucci like he slept with Debbie Soli. Like, seriously, let's bring it down a bit here. Now,
well, what do you have in mind?
Well, why are we starting out at the main event, dude? That's like going right for the puss, and like forgetting about the lovable pecks of kisses and hugging and cuddling and all the foreplay that goes on. So let's talk about Jack Swagger. Swagger.
Okay, from betwrestling.com, Corbin seems like he's too favored here, and Jack Swagger is a smart pick here because he has more of a chance than they're currently giving him. Jack has been repackaged, and fans are buying into him again. Don't get it wrong, Baron is probably winning this, but picking Swagger yields a great reward for little risk. The economics point to Swagger.
Ooh. Yeah, Swagger at a plus 500, Corbin at a minus 900. Am I getting that right?
That's right. Yeah, Corbin heavily favored.
Yeah, I think
if I were to put $1 on Swagger, I would make $5. That's
$5?
On a win.
Yeah, I
you can bet. I bet as low as 50 cents on these things. But right now, yeah, Swagger is now at 550, so, and Corbin is at -1050. So those margins have widened. They didn't take his advice.
Yeah, well, I mean, to me, I mean, it's extreme odds considering it's an opener. There hasn't really been any like Baron Corbin like push or like a big call for a push. I like the repackaged Jack Swagger here. The kid's got size. He's had size for a long time, and I like him. So I mean, I like Jack Swagger. Hopefully, we'll see him getting the Duke.
The Duke, okay, but I'm surprised. It's going to be good, and they also added another pre-show match. Curt Hawkins versus To Be Determined, making his debut.
Goldberg. Goldberg. Yeah, but seriously, do you know what they're doing?
Yeah. Goldberg's going to SmackDown.
Let me debut this news on our audio. Yeah, so if you haven't heard, Goldberg is in serious negotiations with the WWE. I'd be surprised if he hasn't signed already. However, many people have no idea how this is going to go and how this is going to work out. Let me spoil alert, everyone. Spoil alert. Spoiler alert. So if you don't want to know my spoilers, then hang up or stop listening or do whatever. This is what they're going to do. You ready, Silly Phil?
I'm anticipating this. What are you saying?
In an upcoming Raw.
Mm.
Have you noticed a giant monster destroying little men in his path, winning in minutes or less every week on Raw?
I know the gentleman you're speaking
Strowman.
Of.
Strowman.
And I hold him in high
Strowman.
Regard.
Strowman. Well, wouldn't it be crazy if Strowman's wins lately was just so Goldberg can come and destroy him, opening up a red hot, maybe even white hot segment of Raw where Goldberg has just defeated Braun Strowman in 10 seconds and he says, "Who's next?" Lesnar's next. The place would come unglued. Dude, the place would go crazy. I mean, I would love to be there.
No.
And out comes Lesnar. Giant pull apart. And there you go. Survivor Series main event. Lesnar Goldberg 2. I'd buy that for a dollar.
That's one way they could do it. That would absolutely work. I'd hate to kill Braun, though. Is it worth killing Braun? Why kill Braun? Braun's good. He's better than good.
Well, all right, but like my point is, it's to get Goldberg over. Goldberg hasn't been seen on TV in a pro wrestling capacity in like 12 years, so it would be a way to push him right into the main event spot to go against Brock Lesnar, in all honesty. That's why.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Yeah, what do I know?
Why not? You got to sacrifice somebody. It might as well be.
You got to sacrifice
well be
a
Braun.
Lamb to make a lion.
You have to. is that how it worked? Is that real? Is that a real thing, dude? Is that a real thing? Curt Hawkins -400.
I don't know what all
TBD
this fuss is about Curt Hawkins. Like.
He's got funny vignettes. They're funny
yeah,
vignettes.
I mean, I don't know him. He seems to be a favorite of a lot of indie guys, but, like, I don't know him, and, like, I don't see the big fuss. I mean, I remember he was an edgehead.
Exactly. He was an edgehead. But we'll see what happens because, you know, I think the vignettes work for entertainment value. I don't know how they translate that to an indie.
I don't know why they would say, like, an unnamed opponent. Like, that's weird.
You think they're just – it'll probably be Ellsworth. Or Johnny Knockout.
I love Johnny Knockout. He likes sweaty
men.
Yeah,
he's a good dude. Yeah, he's got all the shirts. Like, that's what he puts on his shirts. I don't know who's buying. Like, who would buy and wear those shirts?
Oh, members of the extremely gay community. Gay and not ashamed.
See, and Braun Strowman was that sweaty man.
He was
so
that sweaty man. But
I like it.
But he's not really a sweaty man. Like, he doesn't sweat a lot, man.
No, because he has short little matches. Like, he wouldn't even sweat when he got squashed by Goldberg upcoming.
No, he wouldn't sweat.
To you, my friend. Let's get to the real No Mercy, not these little pre-show.
We'll stop being silly here. We're going to take this dead serious.
Yeah.
So this would start out the beginning of the pay-per-view officially. What do you got?
Okay, Nikki Bella versus Carmella. Got to be Nikki here. I like the feud, though. I like that it's been going on for a little bit. I like that Carmella's gotten the upper hand a couple times. Nikki. The odds are in Nikki's favor. She's -555.
Really, dude? Man. I mean, I would have to go Carmella here.
Really? Okay. Well, she's the underdog. I mean,
why not? You know, $555 a lunge.
Do you know what just aired on Wednesday, Billy? This previous Wednesday night?
On the WWE
Network
Total
at 8 p.m. Total Bellas. Not WWE Total Bellas, just Total Bellas. Don Cena. John Cena wanted to get it.
Yeah, I am.
He wanted to get Josie the dog put to sleep because he like nipped him.
Wait, hold on. Before you start jumping to conclusions, you know, maybe John was just having a roid rage. I have a subscription to Hulu, or should I say Ron does. And he, you know, when I was dying of my diabetes, he gave me his code and his password. So I go on there and I I watch. But I didn't see this, like, putting the dog to sleep thing that you're talking about.
He got bit by Daniel Bryan's and Brie Bella's dog, Josie. Who knows why? She's the sweetest. Josie's the sweetest dog in the world. I love her to death. And she's going to be entered into Bet Wrestling's tournament of dogs. But, yeah, nipped John Cena. More on that another time. Nipped John Cena somewhere, and it was like nothing. He was overselling it. He never sold anything so hard in his life. Or I read that on Bet Wrestling.
I didn't see. I didn't
Kevin
read that
Capern,
article
no, Kevin,
because I didn't want to. I didn't
Kevin
want it spoiled.
Okay. I wanna go to this article written by Kev. And I'm going to just read that one
part.
You call
him Kev like you know him personally. Like, you don't know him personally, dude. So call him his full name.
His full name? Okay.
All right, well.
Where's this dog thing? Okay, speaking of Josie, John Cena is not happy when he gets bit by Josie. And after firmly declaring that it couldn't happen again, suggests that animal control be called to take Josie away. It wasn't much more than a nip, and Cena is overselling for Josie, and having her put to sleep seems a cruelly drastic measure. John doesn't allow Josie in the main home and confines her to the guest house Daniel and Brie are staying in. He can't tolerate the pooches shedding in his mansion.
Yo, on some real shit, dude. Listen to me. He comes off so dislikable, or so unlikable. And this was pointed out about a year and a half ago by Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez. And, like, no, I think it was Alvarez and Sempervive. And Alvarez just basically is, like, talking about how much of a douchebag John Cena comes off like. And I got to admit, Alvarez is right here. He comes off very unlikable. I mean, we know he's like...
It's a character on Divas.
Well, the character on... Yeah, but is it the character or is it really the... Will the real John Cena please stand up?
So later in Total Bellas, as the season goes on, maybe Josie continues to feud with Cena.
Yeah.
Defecates on his bed or something like that, sneaks into the house. That's how I would book Total Divas.
Juju.
Since we've somehow become fantasy bookers.
Do you know why why the change from Divas to Bellas? Like, what was the?
It wasn't a change. It's a spinoff. They're still on Total Divas. But now they have their own Total Bellas.
Why are they on? Wait, so the Bellas are still on Total Divas? That's absurd. They get double time.
That's what they're saying. That's what the E Network is saying. That announced them as being on there.
Jeez Louise, give me squeeze, please.
Get to see John Laurinaitis on the show, and he's just laughing at all Cena's house rules because he doesn't have to live there, or he knows it's a rib. He's got all these. He's got rules. There are rules in the John Cena mansion. And Daniel and Brie don't even want to be there. They have to be there to take care of Nikki with her neck
injury.
So
they don't want to be there, yet they're forced to abide by Chyna's rule.
And live in the guest house, but they got to, like, make their beds, and they got to leave it. Like, they got to have formal dinners every Friday night where they got to get dressed up.
Tell me more about this John Cena, like, lifestyle. Good.
It's this big mansion. Everything is immaculate, and things have to be
this way. Yeah, he's like Walmart.
He made Nikki Bella sign a contract to live there.
No.
Like, they're not even married, and it's like that version of a prenup. So there can't be a common law marriage type thing going on. Like he put that off the gate. It was on the show.
Wait, explain more, dude. The fans are interested.
You got to watch Total Divas, man. Just catch up.
Total Bellas.
Good material, because John's – no, this was on Total Divas.
Wait, so they're both, like, airing
John,
at the same
John
time?
John was on that, too.
They're both airing new episodes? They go back to back?
Well, the Divas start airing, I think, next month.
So how's Laurinaitis come off? Small role?
I think there'll be more to him. They needed to make this episode about Cena. Mm. The episode was about Cena. And his total. It should be called Total Cena.
Total Cena.
That's an idea right there.
We want money, Vince. Vincenzo Jr.
So you really think Carmella in this match? And I say Nikki because of the Total Bellas.
Look, I think we both got valid points. Like, my thing with the Carmella has been pushed. Like, I mean, why kill the feud now with a Nikki win? Let it keep going. Keep it rolling, baby.
Because Total Bellas. That's all.
All
I
right.
Carmella, she's young. She'll be fine.
Carmella steals the
Nikki
dog?
Nikki ain't no spring chicken no more.
Yo, don't fucking talk shit, bro. Like, just because you're like you don't fuck women, like, or have sex with women or make love to women, it doesn't matter. Like, you shouldn't talk this ilk. Like, you shouldn't talk ish on the of such a hottie.
Okay, no, she is a hottie. I'm just saying. I'm talking about the career length.
Here's the thing with her. Like, look,
Carmella's got years ahead of her.
I think she's really attractive, but here's the thing. I have a feeling she stinks in her peachy. Fishy peachy. Yeah, all right. Well, what's next?
Will this ever make the air?
Yes, it will. And this is everybody wanted to sober me. Now you got it. Like, be careful what you wish for.
Because
you might just get it, girl.
How many podcasts have we done that were just so outrageous we couldn't work? No, that we can't put this out there.
Well, this is one of them, but I guarantee it's getting published.
Okay. Well, next up we got Randy Orton against Bray Wyatt. Originally, Bray Wyatt was actually favored in this match.
Yeah, when? SummerSlam? Or what was that pay-per-view? Weren't they supposed to wrestle on a pay-per-view previously or something?
I don't know what happened with that.
Well, what was the name of that? Clash of the Champions?
You seem to know more than I do. Like, why are you bringing up stuff?
Go ahead.
I'm talking about the here and now, this match. So, yeah, that's the case. Bray against Randy. I just think Randy, with all the stuff he did with Brock Lesnar.
All the stuff.
I think that
one match.
All the two matches. They did a match in Chicago.
They did
a rematch.
Do that match.
Yeah, Brock destroyed him in like 6 minutes.
I mean, like,
you,
the fans would be able to see it on betwrestling.com / Billy's, like, video of the day. But, like, Phil likes to, like, jabron my, like, column out. And so, like, you go to click it and it says, like, not, like, you know, nothing to be found.
You don't know the struggle. So what do you think about this match itself? I mean, it revolves around Randy's like looking for Bray Wyatt, and Bray Wyatt is leaving Randy cryptic messages.
Well,
and he can't find them.
It's like that heavy. You know where I would go here? Heavy on Bray. You know what?
On Bray.
Yeah. What are the lines?
Right now, Bray's +145, so he's the underdog.
Hey, man, I might have to make you ask you to put a little wager on that for me, because it's the re-debut of that really tall man, Brody Lee.
Luke Harper, he's on Raw, bro.
Oh, wait.
He's
he
on
can't
Raw.
Do a run-in, like.
Well, he hasn't officially been announced for Raw, but he's been at Raw backstage.
Whoa. Has he been acknowledged? Has he been on Raw, like, in any kind of, like, video format?
No, they didn't announce him. No, actually they did, because he did some matches in Chile. He made his return in Chile.
Yeah, I'm talking about,
so he's
like,
back, but he hasn't been on TV. No, they didn't. Nope.
Ever. So he was never drafted?
Nope.
He's never been drafted. Like, during the draft, he was hurt, right?
He was on. Yeah.
So what makes you give that impression that, like, he's on the Raw brand just because he was eating chili?
And he was backstage at several Raws.
Oh. But there's, like, you're not allowed to hang out with your friends from Raw if you're drafted?
He wasn't hanging out. He was there to a working capacity.
Oh, so he just put on them dirty jeans.
He was there just in
case.
What
color is that wife beater?
It was purchased as white.
Well, that's what I think on that. Yeah.
Nah, I like. It's going to be good. I think this match could be
I
very.
I think
good.
Randy would have a better
with them two. I'm going to be highly entertained.
Like, dude, I'm not impressed by like Bray these days. Like, I think he's lost a lot of he's lost a lot, and that he needs something. I thought they were going to go babyface with him and it lasted for like a week on Raw, and like now it's just like, what are you doing? I'm sick of the same promo. It's just the same promo every week. Buzzards. Blah blah blah.
No, he says plenty of awesome stuff, man. All the time. If you listen to what he says and you know how to interpret it, this is wisdom. It's Tuesday night wisdom instead of Wednesday wisdom. He has so much wisdom. You need to follow the buzzards, like. But have you even tried, Billy Real, to follow the buzzards?
Bro, I created the
just
buzzards.
Just tried.
My drug habits were of legend. Like, I couldn't even kill myself properly, bro. Like, trust me, them buzzards, they follow me. Anyhow, those days are over. But you'd never know if you listened to this podcast. You'd think I was on heavy drugs. But, alas, I speak the truth. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. Man, I don't know. I like what I said, man. Big shout out to Aaron Gainey.
The man. So you want to talk about the title matches?
Greasy black
finally.
Ass. I want to stick my white fist up your greased black ass.
What's wrong with
I
you, Billy
I don't know,
Real?
Man. It's Sunday fun day.
It is Sunday fun day. Okay, so then we got Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Usos. This should have been you, Norm.
Should have been you, Norm the Barfly. It should have been you.
He should have been in this match?
It should have been him instead of Verdi.
Oh, my goodness.
Truth. Wow. Like, seriously. Like, what business does Norm the Barfly have living, breathing in 2016?
You're basing a person's worth on their ability.
On their work rate? No. Like, I just certainly never liked Norm the Barfly as a human being. I never liked his slacks, like, posed as, like, wrestling tights. Like, what made him any different from a backyarder? And, like, seriously, 10 Norm the Barflies should die, and they would never equal one Mike Verdi, my best friend, my boy, the man that thousands of people miss. So why? Why does Norm the Barfly get to live? Why does my friend die? Why does Norm the Barfly get to live? Why? Tell me why, Phil. Why? Because he paid $2,500 to Bay Ragney? Is that why? He pays tuition, and we paid Matt fees? We paid Matt fees? Is that why?
Matt fees. You just pay for the mat.
That's all.
And you go have your
fee. All I wanted to do is pay for our mat fees.
Just a mat fee. $5 mat fee.
Yeah, you got
Hawkins.
Us sold, Hoss.
Hoss
I was
Hawkins.
Sold, Hoss. I didn't say I would sell our soul. So fucking,
didn't happen.
Shun thee, Norm the Barfly, and I strike you down. You've been smited by a wrestling god.
Why a barfly?
I don't know. Ask the creative department in Liberty All-Star. Oh, I'm sorry.
The gimmick was he was a drunk.
I'm sorry. It's 2016,
not
1998. I apologize for this outburst. I don't know what I'm saying.
Liberty All-Star comes back. Okay.
Right.
So, Heath Slater and Rhino against the Usos. I got to give this one to the Usos, honestly.
Just because they're favorites. You're fucked, Mark, bro. Not someone to say about that.
No, because they hang out with Dean Ambrose, and I don't think Dean Ambrose is going to win tonight, so I think because everything has to be level and the Usos will win, so it's kind of even. So they're not all depressed hanging out with each other.
Yeah, you do your gimmick. I got to take this call. Hold on. Keep talking.
No, the fucking thing ends. I'm just going to listen to music, guys. I'm not you're not going to get to hear it, like.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to put music on, but anyway.
Music. I don't care about you, Norm.
Say what you got to say. We're talking about the Usos.
I like
the Usos.
The Rhino. Do you know that once upon a time in ECW, that Gary Wolf was thinking about pitching him and Rhino to team up and be the Animals? Mr. Creative.
Gary
Wolf.
I like
Wolf.
It.
Well, one's a rhino, one's a wolf. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm
Gary.
Rest in peace, George Niamanitas. Miss you, brother.
Yes. Yes. George.
Shoot, man, I miss that dude. Anyway, let's go on. I like the rhino, and I like the redheaded man. I like red man.
Heath.
Legit. I think it's too early for a title switch. So, there's another.
Plus, Rhino's running for office as well.
Rhino's on the prowl.
And Heath Slater's, this is working out
really
good.
He's got a double wide, bro. He ain't losing that double wide.
He ain't losing a double wide. And he's got a pretty nice above ground pool.
Oh, but you know what? I wonder how it lasted with that storm, Hurricane Andrew. Wasn't that his name? Hurricane Barfly.
It was Matthew.
Hurricane Barfly.
Hurricane Joey Matthews.
Hurricane Punk Brooks.
Nobody talks about him no more.
Oof.
Like, nobody. Nobody cares about him.
Oh. But I'm going to prove to the world that I could fight for real. No, you can't, Marcus.
All right. I'll move on to another match. The
ladies'
match, which probably won't be happening.
Funky. What?
Okay, so I don't know what's going to happen with the girl wrestling title.
We don't call
Becky
them girls. We call them
Bret Hart calls him girl wrestlers.
Bret Hart's a fucking half paralyzed mark. How about that?
Well, he would call you a pillhead drunk at an airport, not being able to get on, missing the plane, because that's what he said about the Freebirds, that they don't belong in the Hall of Fame. It is the Hart Foundation that belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's a jabron. So I'm in, like, drug treatment rehab, like, right? Not rehab, but I'm, like, I go to drug program, like, I go to, like, you know, meetings, you know. I go, like, it's, like, 3 hours a day, you know. So I go, like, 15 hours a week, 2 days off. You know, because, like, I want to stay straight, you know. But, like, you would be so surprised, dude. Like, there's, like, this girl, she's, like, a smart mark. And she's like, and in the middle of group, imagine 20 drug addicts, right? And me included. And all of a sudden, like, they were like, yo, you're a great heel. This is going on, like, legit in the middle of this drug meeting. Like, Billy Real, you're a great heel, man. We were watching a video of you on YouTube. You're a great heel. I was like, thanks.
You're a great heel.
And I was like,
great
little
heel.
They were like, somehow turn, who's your favorite wrestler? And the girl goes, Seth Rollins is my favorite. That's my baby. I was like, yeah? Well, he's unsafe, says Brett. Like, dude, could you imagine this banter is going on at, like, a legitimate state-funded rehab, like drug program and counseling?
That's funny. So
and they, like,
I guess
know,
Seth
like,
doesn't...
they know. Like, all, I never realized how behind-the-scenes, inside baseball, pro wrestling has become until, like, they're talking about, like him being unsafe or safe and Brett and like, fuck Brett. I'm like, Brett's a legend. They're like, I'll do anything to like try to get on these people's nerves.
You were a good heel. Now my question to you, do you think that he wears condoms, Seth Rollins?
On the barfly?
No, Seth Rollins. Is he safe or unsafe? That's how he answered the question.
What, like,
If we can find, if anybody out there sees Seth Rollins like in a CVS or a drugstore, take pictures of him buying condoms, and then we can prove that
he's
safe.
Do we even know if he has sex? Like, just because he takes pictures with little pep cock.
No, not only that. That wasn't for everybody's eyes. That was for the eyes. Because you can't cheat on your fiance.
Exactly. Did he, like, listen to me.
You can't cheat on your fiance if you're not getting him. If you're not, because he could just grab it. He could just grab
it. I have
a question, though. Puss.
And, like, I need to know this because, like, I don't. That cock of his, right? Is it considered, like, big or small?
You never seen the picture of his little
pep cock?
Well,
the red-headed monster.
No, I saw it censored. I saw it censored, and I heard about it. I try not to follow stories like that. I never saw the Hogan one or anything.
Ew.
Or any of that stuff. I don't run it. These are private things. It disturbs me. It's somebody being violated very publicly, even if they kind of did it to themselves. But no, I mean, as far as Seth Rollins goes, like, he just takes what he wants, pretty much. He has these things going out there for
him. You think
him.
They make fun of him in the back? Like, how's this dude? Like, wait a minute.
No, yeah,
so, like,
oh, yeah.
It twice
no,
has
no,
happened,
no,
right, that he's been, like...
Right.
Listen to me. He's been out at twice,
well, no.
Right? Now, if he
he's
had, like, a monster cock, right? If he had, like, a monster cock, he would probably be suspended and fined, right? The fact that they probably think it's small... is why there's been no reprimand.
That's its own punishment.
But,
no, but like,
yeah.
In Seth's defense, I mean, I'm not suggesting anybody does, but you take a look at some of the nudity and the pornography found around the internet. Obviously, it's like Vince McMahon in the 80s was booking it.
Well, you know what they name?
You know
Seth Rollins' cock's name, right?
No, Spot. I don't. The curb stomp. Spot.
Named Spot. Yeah.
Named it that, you?
What gives me the right to name Seth
Rollins?
The
community Rollins? At large.
What gives me the right to name
it?
That's
what I want to know. I mean,
I read it on the internet.
Know.
It must be true. The only unblown spot in his career. Spot unblown.
Yeah, but I mean, he made his Idaho his main lady, and
yeah, I can just imagine like the office, like looking at the picture.
Yeah, I mean, and when people talk about Band-Aids, they say, oh, every WrestleMania they got to bring in these Band-Aids, these part-timers, these The Rocks, these The Undertakers.
Hey, I need you to do your banter. I need you to do your banter.
No, I'm not doing this. I'm going to remain silent.
So you go right ahead and talk, okay?
We're going to have part two of
this
podcast.
No, 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 we're finishing this.
No, I'm not. I'm conversing with you. I'm not going to talk to myself.
No. All right, all right. What's next? I go redheaded and rhino.
Redhead. Well, that's not. We were talking about the match that wasn't going to happen. We weren't even talking about a match. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler, career versus Intercontinental Championship. Will Dolph Ziggler is believed to retired, but he's only. It looks like he has a chance based on these odds I'm looking at because he's -165. That's not such a wide underdogish.
Hold on 1 second. I got to go check the book. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going Dolph Ziggler. Is it Ziggler? Hold on.
You believe this guy, like. Oh. I'm just going to listen to music on my headphones like I want to anyway, because that's what I do.
Yeah, man, Dolph Ziggler, man, he's got too much to lose. He's got his career. Yeah, I know, Fox business that. But, dude, as much as Mike the Miz is the savior of the World Wrestling Entertainment brand, I believe that the winner will be Dolph. And by the way, all this talk about the contract, he signed a 3-year deal last year. So, like, don't be worked by Ric Flair's little comment about his contract being up. Like, come on, Ric, stop it. Go back to the Conradison where you belong with your dong.
He doesn't know anything. He's got no clue.
Who?
Ric, about these things? No, he's...
Who?
Nah, but I still say Rick's right. But not on purpose or anything. So, yeah, that match, I mean, cage match, going to be crazy. I want to talk about the main event finally. This is the match I want to talk about. AJ Styles.
No, hold on.
Yo.
Did you hear, like, and I know this has got nothing to do with it, but the women are having a Hell in a Cell match in 2 weeks? Is that true?
Not announced yet, rumored. As reported on the Bet Wrestling YouTube channel. Exclusive.
Go ahead.
AJ Styles heavily favored to defeat the field of John Cena and Dean Ambrose. You could put $1 on both John Cena and Dean Ambrose at the same time. If either one of those wins, you have $5.
It's the fun pick. Tell me why.
It's the fun.
Tell me why the guy you hired, Kevin Copernicus, said that it's the fun pick. What makes it so fun?
Hold on. I thought you
hired him. Hire him.
Do you think he just started posting without permission?
No, I think it's your cousin. The only cousin.
Kevin Copernic, Kev. You just said I didn't know him a minute ago.
I don't know.
So
it's your cousin.
Make up your mind.
Make up your mind. I'm Team Jacob.
What did he say? Oh, real life issues. Real life issues between John Cena and Dean Ambrose. Lazy part-timer. You had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, I was reading it. I think it's hilarious.
Lazy part-timer.
Yeah. Well, I see.
Didn't bother with the rest of the performers.
Like, I see, like, that whole, like, scene has got to do his TV show, and this has got to do that, and blah, blah. I like this Cena and Ambrose back and forth.
Back and forth. It's great.
And,
they're both.
Yo.
They're both.
Did you hear
babies.
The rumor, bro? Early WrestleMania. Woo, 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 woo. The early WrestleMania rumor, AJ Styles versus The Undertaker. And that, my friend, will wrap things up for our pay-per-view predictions. This has been William F. Ryle III, Esquire, and my partner,
Philip J. DiGiulio III.